This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. British Prime Minister Theresa May and U.S. President Donald Trump both signaled a desire Tuesday to expand trade between their nations as they began a series of meetings in London. Speaking at a business roundtable event, Trump said he thinks the two sides will reach a trade deal that is very fair.
We're going to be working on that today and even a little bit tomorrow and probably into the next couple of weeks, but I think we'll have a very, very substantial trade deal.
May said Britain and the United States could expand their economic partnership with a bilateral trade deal and that her government believes in keeping markets free, fair, and open. Trump has pursued new trade agreements with a number of major U.S. trade partners, including China, with a stated goal of making terms more friendly to the United States. In addition to speaking with business leaders, Trump and May are holding bilateral talks and a working lunch Tuesday before appearing at a joint news conference. Security was tightened around Beijing's Tiananmen Square Tuesday as China sought to silence any remembrance of the deadly crackdown on student-led protests exactly 30 years ago. Visitors were subjected to strict identification checks by security forces as they arrived at Tiananmen Square to witness the daily early morning flag-raising ceremony. Foreign journalists were barred from the square and warned not to take any pictures of the scene. Hundreds, possibly thousands of people were killed when Chinese soldiers and tanks stormed Tiananmen Square on June 4, 1989, to end a nearly two-month demonstration by students and workers demanding democratic change and the end of corruption. As with past anniversaries, China's ruling Communist Party has gone to great lengths to erase any memories of the event from official history. It bans any public observance of the crackdown, heavily censors the internet by removing all articles about it, and rounds up activists, lawyers, and journalists as the anniversary approaches. This is VOA News. Another anniversary of note, 100 years ago, a supermajority in the U.S. Congress set aside concerns about social upheaval and gave its approval for a constitutional amendment to guarantee voting rights for women. Those rights were not gifted, but rather earned through decades of effort, and that fight has left a lasting impact on U.S. politics. During an event commemorating the amendment centennial, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said women earned, worked for, marched, fought, starved, were starved, sacrificed everything for expanding freedom in our country. Since the birth of our democracy, women have not waited for change, but have worked for change. China has issued a pair of travel warnings for the United States, telling its citizens that they could be subjected to police harassment and fall victim to criminals. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
China officials say visitors have been interrogated, interviewed, and subjected to other forms of what it calls harassment by American law enforcement agencies. The alert now out urges Chinese citizens and Chinese-funded bodies in the U.S. to step up their safety awareness and preventative measures and respond, it says, appropriately and actively. This warning comes amid an increasingly bitter trade dispute between the sides and tougher immigration enforcement by the Trump administration. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Sudan's ruling military council says it is canceling its previous agreement with civilian protesters following Monday's attack by security forces on a protest site in Khartoum that left at least 35 people dead. The head of the Transitional Military Council announced Tuesday in a televised address that a new government will immediately be formed until elections are held within the next 9 months. Monday's raid on the protest site outside the defense ministry capped a breakdown of relations between the military and a coalition of protesters and opposition parties. The two sides had been negotiating over the makeup of a transitional government following the military's ouster of President Omar al-Bashir in April after mass protests against his autocratic rule. But the talks broke down last month over differences on the leadership of the transitional government. Mexico warned Monday that President Donald Trump's threatened new tariff on its exports to the United States would hurt both countries' economies and cause even more Central American migrants to travel through Mexico to try to reach the United States. At the start of talks in Washington, Mexican officials said they could only go so far in meeting Trump's demand to block migrants' passage through Mexico to avert Trump's imposition of a 5% tariff next week. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.